Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki, and today we have with us Jennifer Weber, guiding you to design the life you dream and turning that into a reality is Jennifer's dream come true for all of us. You have so much power of choice and much more control over your life and happiness than you would ever know, and Jennifer helps us all get there and learn that very easily and very well. She's also going to be sharing with us information about her newly released book, Always and Forever with You. Jennifer, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. My pleasure.
I was wondering if we could start out, for those that haven't had the pleasure of getting to know you yet, for you to tell us a little bit about how you came to the passion and purpose and the great contribution you're making in your coaching to the world.
Absolutely. Well, it went through some difficult times in my life, and a lot of times when you take on a completely new path, there's something that happens that makes you reevaluate where you are. And I have to say, probably was inspired through a difficult marriage that I was in, and I found myself a little disillusioned on where I was and what I wanted out of life. And finally, I just was on my knees and I said, God, what do you want from me? You know, what is it that you're looking for from me? What do you want me to do? Everything I do is from love, and yet it seems to cause so much pain. And I'm in this place of pain, and I need you. I give my life to you. At that point, I surrendered. I didn't know what direction I needed to go from there. And that place, that moment of surrender, changed my life. God came in big time. And things shifted in such a huge way that allowed me to move forward in ways that I didn't even expect. I've always been very sensitive and intuitive, but I didn't always listen to it. And, you know, I felt I was in charge and I was going to make things happen and I was going to accomplish this, that, and the other. And I was going down paths that were coming to difficult and painful dead ends. And when I handed it over, I released, you know, the reins, so to speak, or I like to say now, began to really co-create with God. Things just were so much easier. And there was beauty there instead of pain. I realized that it was surrender that got me everything that I wanted. And not charging forward. It's from that place I really wanted people to see that this is actually where it works. This is how we're designed. And things become so much more easy and beautiful and blessed. And this is where the miracles are, or the access to miracles is. And he was always there. You know, it's not like he just came in then and, you know, everything went great. He was always there. God was always guiding me. And I just needed to realize that and tap into that guidance and support and source. So from there, I started helping others in similar situations that I found myself. And it was kind of a natural path. People were asking me for advice. And I was doing my best to help them and get them through whatever they were going through and their pain, whether it was a relationship or anything else. I noticed as I was talking to people, and I had friends tell me this also, that it seemed like there was a higher power guiding the conversation, that there were times where it didn't seem like it was me anymore. It was being guided. One of my friends would say, oh, there you're channeling now. There it is. You're channeling. It's coming through. And one of my good friends would just grab pen and paper and just start writing when that would happen. And she said, I changed her life from that point forward. And that was just guidance. That was God coming in. Angels, guides, however, was fueling that conversation to move her life forward. And I realized, wow, I really want to do this. This is what I want to do. I want to teach people to have beautiful, guided life and move them out of pain into where they're supposed to be. Or, you know, supposed to sounds a little, I would rather say, you know, where their life can take on meaning and purpose in a big way so that they can be here as a blessing too, and for themselves and for others. That's where I am here.
That is so beautiful. So how did it come about that this wonderful work that you're doing with others that's so inspiring and life-changing turned into the desire to write a book?
Oh, gosh. Well, there were so many things, so many events that happened from that point forward. I wanted to tell everybody all these amazing experiences and miracles and shifts and how God came in and what he did. And then I also wanted to go back and tell the story of who is this person that is doing this now, and where'd she come from, and why does she do this? And I just couldn't, there were too many things to say, and I have to write all of this down. And I love writing anyway. And I've always written things on scraps of paper and on the computer and wherever I could. Even when I was in college and waiting on tables, I'd write it on little order pads when I would get an inspiration. Things that I felt could help someone, things that I felt inspired to say. So I wanted to compile this in a book so that I could have a message in this neat little package to send out. I really feel like we're in a time where it's shifting here to we're becoming more aware beings, and yet there is so much pain at the same time. There always has been. That's not new. But I want to shift the focus from that negative energy that can be here on this earth and have us focus on God's power and source in our lives and how we are directed by that, so that we can have our power here and we can come from so much more of a loving place. And I want to show how to do that. That is what I've been motivated by, and that is what pushed me on to finish this book. And once I decided that I was going to write a book, there were some pretty amazing events that took place during the couple of years that I sat down to do this, you know, here and there, I'd write, that ended up being in the book. And so I think the timing of its writing was all ordained because those events had to go in the book. They weren't always the best, most wonderful things. There were difficult things that other people were going through, but I did put them in there because I think the world needs some healing from some things that occurred during this time so that I could have a miracle occur for me to provide some healing for others, to share that information with them.
That is so beautiful. So for people to get on this healing path and really use their power of choice to get more control over their lives and more happiness entering into their lives, do you have a couple of tips that you'd like to share with us for people just getting started on that path?
Absolutely, yes. It sounds a little daunting at first when you just put it in such a big picture, right? So what I tell people when you're just kind of getting your feet wet in this way of living, it is a lot easier than you think. You can meditate. You can go to prayer. Do both, of course. I think prayer is a form of meditation. And ask. Just ask for guidance. And I feel that it doesn't matter if it's something big or something small. You can start with something small and just ask for guidance and where you're going to go today, what you're going to do. And I don't think any question or call for guidance is too small. I really don't. I think that that source is in us always and is always ready to guide us. What may seem small, like turn here or go there to this store today, may seem small, but when you go and follow that prompting, the guidance that comes after the asking, you'll be amazed what happens from there. Sometimes it can change your entire life. So, for instance, I was cleaning my house. I had a friend coming over, and I wanted my house straightened up before she came, and I had been reading a book. It's a book by Marsha Weider, Making Your Dreams Come True. And so instead of putting the book away, I was prompted to leave it on the table. And it's such a small thing. And I thought, okay, let's just leave it there. So she came over, and my friend walked right up to the book, looked at it, and she said, "I know her." And I said, "You're kidding. You know her?" She goes, "Yes. In fact, I've been praying about who I take to this conference that she's speaking at. Now I know it's you." And from there, I met so many amazing people. I met Debbie Dashinger, who's helping me with this book, and I went on to do a summit because of this conference. It's just amazing. I mean, it really changed my life, all from just saying, okay, I'll leave that book because I felt that guidance.
That is incredible. And Marsha is a good friend of mine as well. And I just happened chance years and years ago to run into her. And there was something she said on a phone call with me when we were going to promote some of her work that changed my life too. And it was simply put more of yourself in the business. You know, just really submerge yourself into the business, have more visibility, because I tend to bring people together with things and I don't necessarily need the limelight, you know. That's always kind of been my role, and she completely changed things for me too. So I've experienced what you're saying firsthand, and oddly enough, with some of the same people. So isn't that just so interesting?
That is amazing. I know, it is.
It really is. So what do you hope readers will take away from reading your book?
I know this sounds a little funny, but I really do want to make this world better. I really do. But it takes individuals to do that, and collectively we begin to make this world a better place. So I truly believe that when you understand how that guidance works for you, when you start to use this guidance for you to, I would say, co-create. So what the book teaches, what I hope people will be able to do and understand from here, is how you can co-create with this source, this guidance, to make your life amazing, really blessed, and surrender in a big way to that guidance, so that not only are you a blessing for yourself, your life becomes guided, beautiful, fulfilling, amazing, challenging. You can't help but become a blessing for other people. It's how it works. God doesn't work in a vacuum. He works in big ways through us. So that's what I hope to give and to teach here, and to just shed some light and give people a way to bring that into their life and have a much more deep and fulfilling connection to that source, so that they can lead a life that has a lot of miracles in it. My sister is implementing these teachings more and more. She calls me all the time and talks to me. And I said, "You're going to be calling me a lot more now with what happened today, you know, what miracle happened today." And every time she calls, she gets really excited, and she's like, "You won't believe what happened," you know. And I said, "I know, I get the same reaction myself. I never stop being amazed." And it is always that same reaction for me when some miracle occurs through living this way. Like, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe it. It's so amazing. Because it really is, and it never stops being that way. And I want people to experience that for themselves, because it really, really, really works. It really does.
That is so beautiful, really beautiful. So, Jennifer, with the work that you're doing and this wonderful book that is now released out to the whole entire world, if you were to look at this, and I know this is way too early to ask this question, but if you were to look at this as your legacy and how your work and your words touch the world, what would that look like for you?
Well, for one, you know, if it were to change the world, so to speak, I would love to see that it made our world kinder, gentler, more compassionate toward one another, shift a thinking of self into what can I do here to serve in some way. And now people coming out of lives of pain and struggle and feeling like they can't change it, that they're stuck where they are, to now living a life that's really empowered and designed and co-created in a big, big picture. I would love people to see that it doesn't have to be so difficult here in this time, in this realm that we're in our bodies. It can be really beautiful, and I want to open eyes to beauty instead of stuck and small, and really have this network growing and growing and growing of sharing and helping and kindness, and how we're so just one big family, really. I'd love for us to move out of this separate, you know, we're this country, we're that state, we're this city, and, you know, us and them. And I'd love for people to see that all of that is just made up. That's just not even real. That's just a story, that we're all here, all of us, living in this planet to help one another move forward. Because we can do that. We give less focus on the dark and more focus on the light. That's what we're going to see more of. And we'll give less power to things that are negative and more power to things that are good.
Oh, that is so beautiful and so incredibly powerful. Jennifer, I know your book, Always and Forever with You, can be found on Amazon and other online bookstores and so forth where books are sold. But is there a link where people can go online to connect with you?
Absolutely. My website is jenniferweberlifecoach.com, and they can reach me there and book a session with me. I'd love to be able to reach out to more people on an individual basis. That's where I can be reached.
Beautiful. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today.
You are so welcome, Vicki. Thank you so much.
I hope everyone will visit Jennifer's website and take advantage of the amazingly generous amounts of information and wisdom that you'll find there. And if you're interested in learning more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.